But here, we talk about our friend, Julie.
So,
not behind her back.
Right. We would never do that. Or we would never let her know that we do that. This is audio from a video. And I've heard the video is pretty good. My sources.
At least get Julie some followers.
Mm-hmm.
What's Julie's Instagram account, Julie?
Jules Dobbs, J-U-L-E-S, Dobbs, D-O-B-B-S.
Well, as I'm shutting down like many Americans on a given night, I might scroll through a few Instagram stories just to head off into outer space.
Did you see this the other night?
Oh, I sure did. I believe okay.
You're the one who alerted us.
I believe I alerted the bad radio family.
Red alert.
And let's give Julie some good credit here because...
I think the text was, let's check in on Julie on the Cowboys road trip.
Because apparently much like Cyberdust used to do, like, immediately, these things will disappear. Or what else does...
Snapchat.
Snapchat disappears immediately.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
These disappear like in 24 hours. But Julie went back, gathered them up. Apparently they...
Made it big.
Apparently they get saved out of order, and she had to reorder these and give it to us chronological. So this is very nice that
What a great team player.
That she did this for us. So let's listen. First, describe the scene. Where are you that we're going to be looking at or listening to Julie?
So I was in Providence, Rhode Island.
Beautiful.
In the Renaissance Hotel, in a hotel room by myself with a
because you're on the road.
On. Yeah,
you're on the road to cover the Cowboys.
Yes,
you're going to go in the room.
How far is Providence from Foxborough?
It took us almost an hour on the bus.
I was going to say that doesn't sound terribly close.
They like to stay far away.
Yeah,
in the middle of nowhere.
Well, and then everyone's asked, like Donnie yesterday on the air, he's like, "How was Boston?" I'm like, "What?
No,
I wasn't in Boston. I was barely in Foxborough. I was in Providence for a little while. Like, you're just kind of all over the place, and you're getting on buses and staying in hotels, and you don't really know where you are."
Dan,
cowboy road trips are fun.
Sure, but they're so quick.
Yeah.
What TV show did you watch featured in Providence?
I know what you're talking about, I think. I loved it, and I can't remember the show, but they had two brothers.
Yeah, it was a Showtime show, right? What was it? Can't remember the name of it.
Let's think about it while we play this audio. So you're going to hear a little TV on in the background because Julie knows her brand. She better be watching the Stars if you're going to be looking at Julie during a Stars game.
I promise she is, even when she's not being videoed.
Yeah, it's not really my brand. I just want to watch hockey.
Okay.
I want to watch my boys.
And
wherever
now,
I am.
Apparently, she had a little wine. And here is her Instagram. We can stop and start it or whatever, but these are kind of choppy. So each one is like 10 to 15 seconds.
Okay.
Yep. And I got like 7 of them or so. So here we go.
Mama's got one night alone in a hotel room. Got some water. Got football. A gluten-free pizza.
Okay, so you... Do we start with Mama? Should I just let the whole minute play and then we'll go back up?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Awesome.
I don't want to stop it every 5 seconds.
We may
want
to hear it more than once anyway, so why not?
And I think you start with Mama's got...
Mama's got a night alone in a hotel room. Yes, that's what I said. It was third person reference to me being Mama. You're right.
All right, let's hear the whole minute and then we'll back up.
Mama's got one night alone in a hotel room. Got some water. Got football. A gluten-free pizza. I got a Stars, though, so I'm happy. It's halfway through the second period, and I finally figured out how to watch. Go to Stars. Mom's night out. Forgot the best part. I'm using a washcloth to wipe my greasy pizza hands and my greasy computer and keep my pizza under control. A washcloth! Do you feel like if dudes didn't have to live with girls, they would like use a washcloth for everything on their hands? I'm doing that tonight. It's like the sloppiest thing ever. So apparently it's Saturday. My apologies to anybody who was offended that I called it Friday night. And it's actually Saturday night. We'll see you tomorrow. Cowboys Patriots. Sunday. Football. That would mean tonight is Saturday. Doesn't matter. Do what I can.
That's a masterpiece.
Did you polish off the entire bottle?
No, killer. I didn't.
Just half of it?
Bunch of little tiny bottles?
I don't know. Three to four glasses.
Who whatever. Amongst us hasn't just grabbed a hand towel or a washcloth in a hotel?
Oh, it's great.
In a hotel room just to use as a napkin.
And I agree. If we didn't have a family and a wife and all this, we might just have a bath towel lying there in our living room in front of the TV. And just use that to wipe off.
Just wipe your face with it. Wipe up spills.
I think I pointed that out because of you guys and all of our conversations that we've had about how we bathe ourselves and take showers and wash hands and all that. I was sitting there using a washcloth to wipe my hands like it was normal. And I had to tell the world, look what I'm doing. This is weird. It feels so weird.
Mama needed to do that.
That's right.
I love it.
She did.
All right, let's go through it.
That made me
piece
so
by
happy.
Piece.
Mama's got one night alone in a hotel room.
So right there, Mama's alone in a hotel room.
Yeah.
And she thinks, this is enjoyable. What if I promote, let everybody see me doing this?
Which is perfect.
The 2019 way of doing things. You can't just...
Well, you can, and you usually do. I obviously don't do this
own.
Every night.
I don't want you to couch this as a negative, Dan.
I'm not at all.
I want to know, did Julie drop her bags and immediately hit Providence? did she call a taxi before she even got settled in and say, tonight's the night to dance the night away in Rhode Island like I've always dreamed? Or is she grabbing... Fox Sports Go to see Josh and Razor call the Blackhawks game and order a pizza room service because, doggone, given the choice, I have proven more than once that would be my call as well.
How'd you see it online?
Sports Go, right?
I solicited Twitter for help, which was genius because there were... No, I couldn't find Fox Sports Go.
You couldn't?
And this has happened to me a couple times, and I don't know if I'm just doing it wrong, but because it usually will pop up as an option... of something you can watch, and it just doesn't pop up. It's not an option of based on wherever I am. But someone sent me a link, and I don't even know what the website was, but I clicked on the link, and there it was.
One of those patch through Europe.
Yeah. It even had, Stars Live. I got to watch the whole post-game show.
Nice. Yeah, the out-of-market, the Fox Sports Go thing actually has worked for me on the road. In fact, I believe one night in Cleveland, I was partying when the guys were doing whatever they were doing, watching a Stars game. And I think I had to figure it out. Somehow, if you log in with your stuff, it still treats you like you're in Dallas.
Yeah.
But if you don't log in, it figures out where you are and gives you all their games.
And someone suggested log out and then log back in. But I don't know my login, and the person that did was a little busy at the time.
Oh, yeah. You can't really...
Right.
You can't use your husband for technical support like my wife.
And I also can't call him to talk about what I'm doing in the hotel room, right?
Right.
He's also busy, so I tell the world.
Can't you just FaceTime with him so you can see the game on his screen?
Maybe help him review some games. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting, killer.
All right, so let's continue. Here, we're going to lead up to a drop that you'll hear many times in the future.
Some water. Got football. A gluten-free pizza.
Okay, that's the best part, I think.
I like how she's also hiding the wine by promoting that she's got water.
A gluten-free pizza.
Oh, God.
I don't know if she's excited about the gluten-free pizza
or offended.
Mad that it's a gluten-free
pizza. There's so much there behind those words.
Pizza spelled with a T-H at the end?
A gluten-free pizza.
Pizza.
Is she shocked? How did this
it's
pizza get here?
P-I-L.
And what my life has come to. I can't even
gluten-free pizza.
What Jack Nicklaus is the golf.
P-I-L-T-H-Z-A. I think. Okay, let's keep it going.
The Stars, though, so I'm happy. It's halfway through the second period, and I finally figured out how to watch.
Go to Stars. Mom's night out.
That's a good one. Little.
Go to Stars.
All right. And of course,
Mom's night out.
Which is important for moms to get a night out.
Yeah.
Let it loose
night
a little
out,
bit.
But they're a night always, in.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Right. But still, you didn't have the kid. You didn't have all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Freedom. Forgot the best part. I'm using a washcloth to wipe my greasy pizza hands and my greasy computer and keep my pizza under control. A washcloth. Don't you feel like if...
Oh, boy. That's the old...
Okay.
You ever talk to somebody who's drinking, but then they think of something in their head, like a little light bulb goes off, and then they have to tell you immediately.
But they have to interrupt themselves.
Right.
Under control. A washcloth. Don't you feel like if...
So excited about her washcloth.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, I have a washcloth in here.
But now the set starts, because now she's been working on this material in her head, and then she will round into form because...
No, I had it then. Just talking. So
and I've never heard anyone say, don't you feel like faster. That was one syllable.
Very Soroy.
Under control. A washcloth. Don't you feel like if...
Like, yeah, there is nothing separating those words.
And who is you? Who am I talking to? Don't you feel like phone?
My
like,
pizza. Under control.
A washcloth. Don't you feel like if...
dudes didn't have to live with girls, they would like use a washcloth for everything on their hands.
Oh, she loves it.
She's cracking herself off.
She thinks this is killing.
I'm the best.
Oh...
God, I gotta write this down.
Dudes didn't have to live with girls. They would, like, use a washcloth for everything on their hands. I'm doing that tonight. It's, like, the sloppiest thing ever.
Wow, you are destroying,
you know,
Julie.
So
this is very funny.
So I saw this, and I was so pleased that I was pretty certain she was going to be following up with more content from the game. And once she was at the game, really slowed down her account.
Yeah. Instagram slowed down. Twitter picked up.
No, very few. Yeah, but it's all boring football stuff. No Insta stories of what the buffet was at Foxborough. Or...
I'm just tapping into the market here, Bob. I'm just putting my toe in.
You had a very successful Saturday. Sunday left me wanting just a little bit
perfect.
More. Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's the key, Dan. Always leave them wanting more, right? So this Saturday performance made me think, like, what's she doing last night, you know? What's
I can't remember how the last 20 seconds is. Let's just hear this.
So apparently it's Saturday. My apologies.
Oh, had you said Friday?
Yeah.
Anybody who was offended that I called it Friday night.
Did you get a lot of response on that?
I got one. Hey, actually.
And it's actually Saturday night. We'll see you tomorrow. Cowboys Patriots. Sunday.
Wait. Who are the Cowboys playing? Let me go there. I feel like she invented a new team.
Cowboys Patriots. Sunday.
Okay, she said Patriots.
Sure.
I did okay.
Cowboys Patriots. Sunday.
Very excited about the day that they're going to play as well.
Cowboys Patriots. Sunday.
We need one of those Sunday promos.
Cowboys Patriots. Sunday. Football. That would mean tonight is Saturday.
That would. They're
do what I can.
They're playing on Sunday, so clearly.
I feel like we have another T-shirt idea for the transcript of that entire minute. That's beautiful.
Oh, what would you even put on a T-shirt from all of that? I don't even.
No, no,
just the gluten-free pizza.
Just word for word. Just
the whole entire thing.
Yeah, the whole stream of consciousness.
Front and back.
Like, gluten-free pizza.
Oh my God.
Like Sunday. The, I really like when you mentioned that Cowboys Patriots on Sunday. You even filled in the blank with what sport they would be playing,
mm-hmm.
which was like helpful.
Football.
Because football is a thing that happens on Sundays.
Right.
And I think I was so frustrated with myself that I didn't know what day it was. That was me getting mad at myself. Like, you are here to cover this game that's on a Sunday, and you just called it Friday.
Instead of thinking
what's wrong with you, person?
You say out loud,
that would mean tonight is Saturday. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't even matter a little bit. Oh, you're the best.
Well, happy to entertain
you. You know, I said 2018 was the year of Julie. Has anyone ever gone back to back?
She's making a very late push.
She's taken the next step.
Yeah, she really has.
She's Luca.
You know, they say the jump from your rookie year to your second year is the biggest. And I'll be darned.